K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer again for another Purple Project Podcast. K-State Saturday all wrapped up on this Saturday, January 13th, 2024. Just ahead of the Chiefs playoff game against Miami. Yes, and I'm recording this right now. Of course, I'm here in Kansas City, Missouri. If it's your first time listening to Purple Project Podcast, this K-State podcast, all things K-State, you can get it wherever you get your podcast here. I'm just going to jump on here real quick because I have recorded this, actually, if you don't know it or not, twice now. So this is the third take. It's going to be the last take on this, but I'm going to make this quick. Just coming off, literally, 30 minutes-ish ago, men falling on their faces there, losing a tough one in Lubbock there after taking control halfway through the first half of this game and let it slip away. Definitely a tough loss for sure. I'm looking for the other word, but I can't think of it right now. Men losing by one there. Tyler Perry shot there. Nowhere near the basket. The final shot of the game there as his clock shot. That's a clock shot. The shot clock or in-game clock did not start. Did not start whatsoever in game over. K-State led at one point in this game. And again, they're on the road, so we're going to start with the bad, obviously, since it's fresh in my mind. K-State was up by 11.5, loses by one there as my phone. Going off here while I'm recording this podcast, but look, they're just, you cannot, this is one you let get away. There it is. That's the phrase I'm looking for. You let this one slip away, and Texas Tech got, to be honest, yes, they, you know, the home crowd, home court advantage, we knew Lubbock, and I said this earlier on this podcast, if you have not listened to this week's episodes or the week prior, you might want to get caught up right now. So if you're not subscribed, get subscribed. Love what you're hearing tonight as I'm recording this podcast ahead of the game here. The Kansas City Chiefs playoff game at home. More likely, if they get past Miami, they'll have to go on the road to do that. That's going to be, everyone wants to know what's going to happen in this cold-ass weather. As it's going to get, according to my phone, -5, -6. It's going to get worse than that. And yeah, with all the wind and everything else like that, they just canceled. Well, earlier today, they just canceled the Bills game. They moved it to Monday afternoon because of the heavy snowstorm ahead of that. So, yeah, you cannot. Yeah, that's just frustrating. Too many turnovers. And you had to see them on the ropes. The first half could have buried them like you buried West Virginia early in the week. Couldn't do it, and results in this stupid loss. So it's frustrating. That sounds, you know, you just. I mean, it's tough. That it kind of puts overshadow what well, not over. I shouldn't say overshadow because look, K-State women's basketball knocked down their own shadow and beat Texas earlier today by the count of 61-53-58. We're going to step aside for a quick timeout. All right, K-State Nation, we're back trying to finish this up here. K-State Sports Saturday, part two in the books here. K-State men losing by one. More reaction to this, I'm pretty sure, on the next episode of the podcast. Well, not next. On this upcoming episode of Pro Project Podcast. And while the ladies got it done, double-double. Upset Texas, get another one at home in front of what I've heard a huge crowd, not a sellout, but one of the bigger crowds for K-State women's basketball in quite some time. Over 7th ranked Texas, 61-58, Ayoka Lee double-double, 21-10, Serena Sundell 12, 8 rebounds, 6 assists, maybe 5 or 6 assists there. Siana Walker off the bench, adding 8 points in this one. And this one was back and forth throughout this game. Took a defensive stop by Gisela Sanchez after turning the ball over there. It was an attempted three-point shot by Texas, and it was denied by Cassell Sanchez. So you give it and you take it away. That's how you do it right there. And for K-State, I believe, if that for the women's anyways, their 11th consecutive win. They got 10 over OU this week, and they get Texas. And if my memory is right, because Baylor lost early in the week, right? K-State could be the only team that's sitting undefeated in the Big 12. So how about that? And for what it's worth, I am sick and tired of seeing the AP voters, coaches poll, in the women's poll, whatever, top 25, disrespect this women's basketball team. I'm pretty sure everybody's tired of it as well. K-State Twitter was rolling when we got that upset win today, earlier today, at home, back in Manhattan, Kansas, there as well. So if AP Porters do that, oh, I'm about to say a bad word. If AP Porters do that crap again, I am coming on this podcast, and probably Alex for that matter, and I'm going to give them the business. All right? So it's just baffling that that is another, and oh, by the way, that's another ranked win. That's a second top 10 win opponent that K-State is upset, right? You beat another ranked team in North Carolina a month or so ago, somewhere in there. You almost beat Iowa twice. Well, you beat Iowa last year. You beat them again. You almost beat them a third time. So you're probably one of the Jeff Mitty, in this case, that wins basketball team, is probably one of the better teams that know how to play Iowa, right? So, well, I don't get it. I don't understand, you know, this team. And yeah, we're not one of the, oh, sexy teams like a UConn, like an Iowa, like a Stanford, like a South Carolina. But this team, this K-State women's team, sitting here right now after knocking off Texas at home, upsetting Texas. Because look, K-State was the lower ranked team, 12th in the country. Get a notification right now that the Texans just absolutely beat down the Bears. Two pick sixes. We're recording this like live right now. Right now, the Texas advance, destroy the Cleveland Browns. Who next? I'll probably say either probably the Ravens. Hold up, because Texas, they won a division, right? Because the Jaguars threw it away, right? We're not doing this in an NFL podcast. We're not doing that, but just rolling things off the tongue right now. Texas just beat the Browns. So, and the Chiefs here about to play here in about 20-ish minutes from kickoff there. Not too far away. About 35 minutes away from here. Kansas City, Missouri. Pro Project Podcast. We wrap this thing up. A lot more reaction to come. A lot more postcasts from these games. What the hell happened in Lubbock there when K-State really had control of this game? And then they got sloppy with it. First, congratulations to Jeff Mitty, Ayoka Lee and company. Once again, another ranked opponent goes down in Bramlage Coliseum via the women's basketball team, upset Texas, and finally get the monkey off their back. Meanwhile, the men couldn't get the monkey off their back in Lubbock as they threw away a could have been a win. They were up by 5 with 4 minutes to go, couldn't put the ball in the basket, and seal the fate of the men's basketball team. So where to go from here? I don't know. All I know is my good source told me that, you know, we could get Baylor. I don't know about that. You turn the ball over. You're not football, basketball. I don't give a damn. You're gonna lose. Turn the ball back. In K-State, men, we're talking about them to close out this episode of the Pro Project Podcast. Eddie Greer III here in Manhattan. I'm not in Manhattan, Kansas this weekend. I'm in KC Mo. When you get used to something like that, it just rolls off the tongue. But this weekend, I'm back in Kansas City, Missouri. I'm about to get ready to watch this interesting cold frigid temps. No, I'm not an Arrowhead as this historic game, because it's streamed on Peacock there with the Miami Dolphins. These two teams, Miami and Kansas City, met earlier in London. Kansas City took a four. Miami tried to come back from behind, fell short. KC got him then. So we'll see what happens here. And We'll see that all that speed from Miami. We'll see if that neutralizes in this cold weather. But back to Kansas State men's basketball here. Yeah, it pretty much bookends what happened with the Wildcats today. Men's side, right? You sloppy with the basketball early, and you're sloppy with it to close it. So, and for what it is, you deserve to lose this game. I don't want to sound too harsh, but, you know, for what it is, K-State had an opportunity to win this basketball game and let it slip away. So, Baylor next for them. I don't know right now. Again, we'll do a full breakdown podcast Monday sometime, and we'll have it posted Monday night. But, yeah, the women, I don't know who they play right now, but that's huge for them. 16-1. The men overall, they dropped their first conference game of the 2024 campaign. They're, I think, 12-4, I believe, there. So, or yeah, they're 12-4, I think. I'm pretty sure that is correct there as well. So, whew, well, so find the answers to what happened. Could have been a bigger day, but the men's team could not seal the deal in Lubbock, Texas. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State. You can get it wherever you get your podcast. I'm hopeful to get Alex on tomorrow at some point throughout this crazy weather. But if not, definitely late Tuesday we'll have him back on to get his reaction to the Pop-Tarts Bowl. Avery Johnson and K-State on the football field getting it done there. We'll finally get his reaction to all of that, get him squared away, and we'll be caught back up. And we'll do a basketball pod at some point as well with him as well. Alex ain't out there in San Diego, California. Haven't been able to get him on, obviously. Schedule conflicts been going on in the last, really, seems like forever since we had him on. But if you want some Alex takes, we're going to get that here definitely this week, as well as I'm getting everything kind of moved around due to some quick happenings going on. So having to move some things around to finally get him on the podcast. And I think I have the solution to do that. So you'll hear him this week. This upcoming week for sure. Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. Go Cats. Big congratulations to the women's basketball team. Hopefully that'll put them where they belong. In the top 10, 16-1. You're unbeaten in the conference. The men losing a heartbreaker at the gun to Texas Tech in Lubbock. More reaction coming up next week on the Purple Project Podcast. If your first time listening, appreciate it. Make sure you tell a K-State friend or alumni or anybody that listens to Big 12 teams about this podcast. Go Cats. We'll talk to y'all next week.